Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment's Claims Line. My name is Deirdre. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, this is James Lewis, and I have been laid off with my previous job, and I'm here to establish some unemployment.
Okay, sir, we can go ahead and get that started for you. Can you go ahead by there and find your social?
418-907-859. 7859.
Okay, so I have 418-907-859, correct?
Correct.
Can you go ahead for me and verify your first and last name and date of birth?
Okay, first name James, last name Lewis, date of birth 10/23/67.
And mother's maiden name?
Dolly Lewis.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, it is.
Did you serve active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What's the highest grade level completed in school?
12.
Do you have a driver's license? If so, what state?
Alabama.
Can you go ahead for me and provide me that driver's license number?
It's ID number, but here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10087214.
Okay, so is that a driver's license or just the ID?
ID.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can get the Alabama prepaid card. The prepaid card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend you use direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit. But
okay.
I don't have my riding number right now. Unless it might be on my card. Hold on.
It's not going to be on that card. On your debit card?
Yes.
No, it's not going to be on that card. So for now, we just going to sign you up for the benefits card. And you can go. And you can get your information. And you can give us a call back. And just switch it over.
Okay.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and verify your address?
100 Virginia Street.
City, state,
that's
and zip.
Drew, no. Excuse me?
City, state, and zip.
Alabama, zip 36426.
City.
Excuse me?
What's your city?
East Drew.
Is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes, it is.
Has your address changed in the last past year?
No.
Your phone number, can you verify that for me?
251-236-3653.
Mm-hmm. I have 251-236-3653, correct?
That's correct.
And for your address, I have 100 Virginia Street, Brewton, Alabama, 36426.
That's correct.
Okay, so when filing the claim, it is necessary for you to identify yourself. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'7".
Mm-hmm. Which of the following cities is current or formerly associated? Which of the following cities is currently or formerly associated to you? Tampa, Central, Jacksonville, or Orlando, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Homestead Old, King, Soup Pharmacy 33, Musical Legend, Talon Group D, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not federal government or the military?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
When was your last day of work?
Friday, which was 11.
Okay. 02/11/2022. Okay, let's go ahead and get that in. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I've been able to work, but hadn't, started work nowhere.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate office? Or a corporate office for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base? Or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to accept work? Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes.
Have you applied for receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
Mm-hmm. No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'm not charged of this one work.
Can you repeat that for me?
It doesn't matter. 25.
Okay. And what's the lower hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$12 an hour.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
And at your job, can you give me your job title and description of the job?
I was a labor worker.
Okay. What did you do there? What kind of work was it?
We build bridges. I worked with Scott Bridge and we build bridges.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your same occupation?
Excuse me?
Are you seeking work in the same occupation, such as building bridges? You look for something of that nature?
Or something of that nature, or anything that come up available.
And what's the name of the last job you worked for?
Scott Bridge.
And do you have their phone number?
Yes. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
334-749-5045.
Okay. And when did you start with that employer?
When did I start it?
Mm-hmm.
August 12, 2020.
What city and state is that job located in?
Opelika, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working there?
Excuse me?
Why are you no longer working?
I laid me off.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get that pen reset for you. One moment. Your pen is going to be 5967.
5967. 5967.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I have a question for you. I found my account number. Is that, could you do anything with my account number, or you got to have the routing number?
We have to have the routing number as well.
Okay, then.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It does normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement actively this week. The unemployment claims we just finished also register you to work for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work after seeking full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Unemployment calendar days begins on a Sunday, ends on a Friday, on a Saturday. You must file a weekly claim either by telephone. If you're doing it by telephone, that number is 800-752-7389. If you're doing it by internet, that is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, can I have that telephone number one more time, please?
Mm-hmm. 800-752-7389. Failure to make a complete claim each week could result in loss of benefits. Your weekly claims must be done Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on the Saturday. Make your first claim either by telephone or internet by next week. You will also be mailed out information booklet. The booklet just explains your rights, responsibilities, and how your claim is determined. Make sure you read all the information. Failure to do so could have effect on your results of your claims. If you do not receive the booklet within 7 days or have any questions pertaining to that booklet, you can call
1-800-361-4521. Okay, we'll call out 1-800-361-4521.
It's going to be a 4. The last time it's going to be a 4 instead of a 1.
Okay.
Mr. James, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions?
No, you've been a great help.
Thank you, sir. We want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too, and thank you.
You're welcome.